I guess. Okay. So why don't we prove from here that there's a concept of a shaver? Is Amar Rabaya Tznei Makras? Yeah, change the words of the Mishnah. Not that she writes a shaver. It says shaveris ksubasa. So not shaveris, but makras. She tears it. She tears up the star, and that means there isn't any receipt. It's Amar Le Rava v'Hashaveris Katani. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says shaveris. You can't just change the words of the Mishnah because you have a question. It's Amar Rava v'Makim Shein Kais v'Ksubaskinon. The whole argument is if there's a star to rip up, then you can argue, should I rip up the star? Should I give a receipt? But in the case where there is no star, and they just rely on the Tznai Bezdin, and there's no star to rip up, then everyone agrees that you must write a receipt. Okay. Bottom line. If she says that she didn't do it, she's innocent, then she goes up to... They take her up to the eastern gate, and they do the whole process over there. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Ma'alu Mosa, you take her? Hasam Kaimah, she's already there. You already took her to Beis Din HaGadol. Yeah, she already went to Lishkas HaGozis to meet the Beis Din Shivim Ve'echad. So what do you mean you take her up to the eastern gate? Answer the Gemara, the Maskina La Machsina La. You take her up, you take her down, you move her all around. Kidei L'yaga, in order to wear her out. In order that she should be moited. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Shimon Elozer, Rav Bezdin Messina, Sa'idim, Mokadim, Mokim, Gedechit Tatar, Datim, and Abiyasub, and this we learned that they would scare her the same way they scared Edim in Dinan Nefoshes, yeah? So just like the Edim in Dinan Nefoshes, the Bezdin would take them from place to place in order that they should get confused and they should, if they're lying, it'll put them off, yeah? So the same thing over here, in case she's lying and she's really guilty, it should put her off and she should get all to tumult and she'll agree and admit. Why do they take her to the eastern gate? So how do we know that all of these three things... So we said, you take her down, yeah. You take her down, then you bring her back up again, eastern gate, yeah. It's Bishlam and Soitos. So how do I know the Soitos are in the eastern gate? Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means the doorway into Hashem. So the eastern gate is like the back door. Well, it's like the back door if you're coming up from east. So the more west you go, the more kodesh it is, right? So the east is the first doorway into Lifnei Hashem. And the v'goymer there. The rest of that pasuk is Esa Isha Mitaher Lifnei Hashem. It also says Lifnei Hashem. So I understand Lifnei Hashem means that you take her to the eastern gate. Elo Yeledes, my time. How do I know that a Yeledes goes to the eastern gate and Sharnikin her? As Ilei Mishum the Asin Vekaimin Akrobanayu. If it's just a simple matter to say that because she's bringing a korban, she has to come and stand there. You have to, whenever a person brings a korban, he has to stand there and watch it. The son who lived in a brisa, ain't korbanish ladam kari velikay neemel agabuk. Yeah, because the pasuk says tishmeru lahakriv leumayadoi. Dab rabbanai Yisrael, but the korban talmid. Yeah, what do you mean tishmeru lahakriv leumayadoi? The bnei Yisrael don't actually, the bnei Yisrael don't actually do anything. Yeah, elamai that the bnei Yisrael stand there and watch it. They have representatives, mamodis, who stand there and watch it. Because whenever the owner of a korban has to stand there and watch it, and when it's a korban tzibur, so there's representatives of the tzibur, and when it's a korban yachid, the yachid stands there and watches it. And that's why the yeledes has to go to Sha'ar Nikanor so she can watch her korban being brought. Why are the yeledes a zovin and zovin? Same thing. In other words, anybody who's tamei b'chusa kippurim, so they can't go into the Yazara to watch it, so they just stand in the Sha'ar Nikanor and watch it. Why only the Yeledes? And for the Gemara, Erechanami, yeah, you're right, the Zavid also stands there. Tana Chadim in Ayanoka, the Tana gives you one example of the Isha Yeledes, and Hu Hadin for anybody else who has to bring a korban and can't come into the Yazara itself. Okay, so that's why it's in the East. Tana Rabbah with the Nebraisa. Ein Mashkin Shtei Soites Ka'achas. You cannot give two soitas to drink together. You can't have two women turn up together and you say, right, here for you and here for you. Package deal. Why? Because there's safety in numbers. Because a woman who sees another one going through the same thing, she doesn't feel as scared, she doesn't feel as humiliated. She thinks, oh, it's, you know, I'm not alone. And therefore, she wouldn't be encouraged to be moida, and therefore we don't want that to be the case. So therefore, each one has to be individually, all alone. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree that we don't do two sotis at once, but not for that reason. The reason is Ella Markra. Oisa. It says what's the word? Vishpia Oisa Hakayin. Yeah, that's what one Rashi brings. Oisa is Oisa Levada, her and not them. So it has to be one and not many. So he says from a pasuk, it's not a logical thing. I have a Tanakama Oksiv Oisa. Why does the Tanakama say it's because of the logic? Why doesn't he agree it's from the pasuk? And for the Gemara, Tanakama is Reb Shimoni. He does agree with the logic, but he says that the pasuk tells you the din, and the logic goes together. Because Reb Shimon's general shita is the Dorish time of the Tam the Krah. Reb Shimon, even though something is a Xeris Akosav, if you like, comes from a pasuk, he still wants to work out a reason for it. Yeah, whatever you can find a reason for something, then he finds it, even though it's a Xeris Akosav. Ma Tam Ka'omar, he's giving you a reason. Why did the Torah tell you? Ma Tam Oisa Levada. Yes, the pasuk Oisa tells you that only one woman at a time. And Reb Shimon comes along and says, what's the reason why the Torah told you that? In order that she shouldn't feel more confident because her friend is there. If everybody agrees that it's from the pasuk, and Reb Shimon is just Davish Tam of the Kra, is my Benayu, so what's the difference then? So what, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda is not Davish Tam of the Kra, and Reb Shimon is. What's the difference? They both learn the same halacha from the same pasuk. So the Gemara answer is, well, if you learn time with the Kra, then you'll say that if the reason doesn't apply, then the Kra doesn't apply. And therefore, Ika Binayu recesses. If she's trembling. So if you see that Liba is not Gaspa, what's the Reb Shimon says, the whole reason why I can only do one is that you shouldn't feel confident. If you see that she's not confident and she's falling to pieces, then you don't have to worry. Even if you have two and they're falling to pieces, it's okay. Fred the Gemara, that's what you're telling me, that according to Reb Shimon, if you see her trembling, then you could do two at once. V'reisasas mimashki, would you taka give them two at once? You have another concept. The other concept is, v'ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't bundle up mitzvahs and make a package deal. Every mitzvah has to be done in its own right, with its own paying attention to it. That's not with under the Mishnah. And mashkin says, soitis ka'achas, you don't do a package deal of two soitis at once. The ein mitar and shnei mitzoroin ka'achas. If you have two mitzoros to do their purification process, you don't do two of them at once. The ein roitzin shnei avodin ka'achas. If you have two avodim who are finishing their sixth year and they both want to stay, you don't go and drill their ears together. The ein erfish shnei agolis ka'achas. If you have two murder victims, and they don't know who killed them, and you have two egla rufus to do, you don't do them both at once. The fisher ain't.
So, two slaves would be the one not seen being used for two people. That's the chavilus there.
Or just.
What, you got to do one and not the other?
Or, yeah. No, not at the same time. No, let's say it's like, you know, you go to the US embassy if you want to get an appointment for a visa. So they say, we do all visa appointments on Thursday mornings between 10 and 12. Because they try to bundle it all up, yeah. So that you're not allowed to do. Yeah, it means you have to treat each one as a separate thing. You can't just say we're going to do all the nirtzas.
I thought you're doing this chavilis. For instance, you're going to make nirtzas.
Yeah.
You do two different cups of wine. That's chavilis.
Okay, but it takes a step further.
But you can have one foot and one after the other.
No, if they happen to come, then I suppose you do it. It means you don't announce, because it's all in Besdin, right?
Yeah.
So you don't announce all nirtzas come at 10 o'clock, and we'll do them all together. Each one has done when it's done. You don't make a convenience. We'll just package them all up. If they happen to come 5 minutes apart, I guess you do it. So how come? So Shimon wouldn't say. Reb Shimon wouldn't say either that you could do two at once. Says Amar Abaya, yeah, v'item Rav Kahana le'kasha. It depends. Kam b'koyin echad. When is it called a chavila? If it's one koyin, if one Kohen is doing both of them.
Yeah. One master with two slaves.
Okay, so but it's yeah, but it's in one Besdin. That means Besdin are making a time and saying, "You're all needs, yeah, do it. Let's do them all together." We couldn't be bothered doing them separately because now that we have to get together to do it, we want to do it all at once. So it means because you're showing that it's like a teirich. Yeah, I want to get them all out of the way in one hit. So therefore, so what will be the nafkamina? If you have one koyin, yeah, then it's chavilis because the koyin says I have to do two seitas that should come at the same time, and I'll do them both at the same time. It'll be more convenient for me. So then you can't do that. Come, b'shnei koyanim. If it's two different koyanim, then it's not a matter of convenience anyway because it's two different people, and therefore there's no problem of doing two seitas at the same time with two different koyanim are doing it.
In your Besdin case, if you had six dayonim,
right? Well, it'll be a different Besdin.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Next, two dots. Yeah, you got it, Harvey. Yeah. So we learned yesterday that the Kohen grabs onto her clothes and rips. Yeah. So okay. So that's what we learned yesterday. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. We learned in a Brisa. Upara esreisha isha, and also he undoes her hair. Yeah. So it says upara esreisha isha, he reveals the hair of the woman. Eli el reisha. That's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk in Chumash says he undoes her hair. It doesn't say he rips her clothes in Chumash. So only Elarisha, from the pasuk you would say that he only uncovers her hair. Gufa minayin. How do I know he rips her clothes also and uncovers her body? Talmud lemar ha'isha. Ha'isha means the body of the woman herself. As imkain matam lemar of fara es roish. So why does it then mention the head? Malamech ha'koyin seiserisara, that he undoes.
The unbraiding.
He unbraids it. Rashi says to marbe begiluya, to increase in the to make it even more exposure. Yeah. Now Rabbi Huda says imhaya liba. Rabbi Huda says if she was good looking, then you don't do all this because people will look at her and they'll end up with impure thoughts. So you don't want to have that going on. So, and the Chachamim say that we don't care about that. We don't care how what she looks like. Everyone can come and look. And so the Gemara is asking, remember, does this mean to say, Rabbi Yehuda, Chayish Lirahura, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who worried that if people look at her while she's got her hair uncovered and her clothes ripped and they can see her heart, then they're going to have impure thoughts by seeing her like this. But Rabbanan lo chashi, and the Chachamim would say that everybody can see, and we do it, is they're not worried that people watching are going to get impure thoughts. So is that the case? We have a machlokes, which tells you that the logic of the two of the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is the opposite. The Tanya, we learned in Sanhedrin and Abraisa, Ha'ish, if you have to take a person out to get the death penalty of getting stoned, yeah. So when you stone somebody, you remove their clothes because that way they die quicker. It's actually more comfortable to be stoned without clothes on than with clothes on, apparently. So they say. That's right. The rest of us are just guessing. So they say. So the Brisa says, Ha'ish mechasim oisai perek echem lefonav. However, when you remove his clothes, you don't make him completely unclothed. You cover him with one loincloth, one piece in the front. The Aisha Shnei Prokim, and the woman you cover with two pieces of cloth, Echad Milfanev, Echad Milchare, one in front and one in back. Mipnei Shekula Erva, because even in the woman, even in the back is considered Erva. Zivar Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, what are you telling me over here? So here Rabbi Yehuda says that the woman has to be covered up. And the Chachamim Meimrim, Ish Niskal Arum, Ve'ina Ish Niskal Asaruma, Rachamim say no. A man, you unclothe him when you stone him. A woman, you don't unclothe her at all. You don't unclothe her at all because, presumably, why? You don't want a naked woman standing there and everybody's seeing. So here we see the Chachamim are the ones who don't want her standing naked in public. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't mind, except for the one little cloth. And in the case of Saita, it's the other way around. It's Omar Rabba. So Rabba answers, Hacha time, when it comes to the Saita, why is Rabbi Yehuda worried that if she's pretty, we don't want the people to have seen her unclothed, because time of my, what's the reason? Shema teitzim ibezin zakois. This woman in the Saita, she might be innocent. What will happen? She'll drink the water, nothing happens, and she'll live happily ever after. So meanwhile, you have this woman walking around the streets, and everybody's seen her without any clothes on. So the young Koyanim who were standing around watching, they're going, hey, she's nice, I remember her. Yeah, and therefore they're going to have the impure thoughts. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do it. But Hassam, in the case where she's getting stoned, Hamistalki, she's going, she's getting stoned. So there's no danger that after she finishes getting stoned, people are still going to say she was pretty, I want to chase her. And therefore there's no problem. I'll tell me, yeah, that's all nice and well. But when they look at her, it just makes impure thoughts, bechlal. And so she gets stoned. But once they've got those impure thoughts in their head, they'll go chasing another woman. And so Amar Rava, Rava says, Gemiri, we have a traditional piece of logic. The Ein Yetzahara Shoylet Elav Masha'ein of Royis. The Yetzahara only works on what you actually see. And therefore, if you see a particular woman without any clothes, and then you see her again later, so you have a taiva. But if you see one woman, and then it doesn't make you go and chase other women. So said Rava. And therefore, we're not worried in the case of the woman being stoned, that maybe that people will see her. It's all my Rava. So Rava says to Rava, that's very nice. So Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, you assumed that we were asking the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda, why he says that the Saita cannot be unclothed and the stoned lady can be. But Rabbanon Kasha, you ignored the fact that the Chachamim also contradict each other. Isn't that a Kasha too? By the Saita, they say we don't mind if she's unclothed. And by the woman getting stoned, they say we do mind if she's unclothed. So how do you explain that one? Elam Rava. So Rava says, I've got to take it a step further. Yeah, I agree with you that that's the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Saita might be innocent and therefore we don't want anyone to see her naked because later on they'll get impure thoughts. And by the woman getting stoned, we're not worried about that because she's going to get killed. What about turn the page, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, Nami Le Kasha? That's also not an answer. That's also not a Kasha. Because Hacha Taima Mai, by the Saita, what's the reason why... she has to be unclothed in order to embarrass her, and all the other women should see it, and they'll think, gosh, I don't want that to happen to me. Yeah? Then Mishum Venoisru Kol Hanoshim. I'm just trying to check if I'm saying that word right. Vinivasru, I thought it was. Vinivasru Kol Hanoshim, that the other women should take a musr. Yeah, and they won't. The translation I knew, but the pronunciation was wrong. When he vastu that they should be rebuked, that they should take a musr, and they won't do it. So that's why you have it by. So therefore, by the Saita, in order to do it, you have to embarrass her, you have to humiliate her, and the way to do that is to rip her clothes. But Bahasam, what do you want by the woman getting stoned that people should look at her and say, I don't want that to happen to me? She's getting stoned. You don't need to discourage people. If the people see a woman getting stoned, they're not going to think, oh, you know what? I don't want to be humiliated by having to stand unclothed out there. They're going to think, I don't want to get stoned because it hurts. Yeah, I get killed. So that's enough. That's enough of a discouragement. You don't need to worry about that. Why don't we do both? You can stone her, and you can also humiliate her. Yeah. So why not? Why don't you make her humiliated and stone her, and the women and the people who see her will have a double incentive not to be like her. When you kill somebody, you have to do that in a nice way, Avos Yisrael. You have to love them. Love your fellow Jew. Barur loy misa yofa. Now when you're going to kill him in a nice way. And it's more pleasant to be killed unclothed because they die quicker. And therefore, if she's already having the disincentive to others by getting stoned, you don't need another disincentive to make her humiliated as well. So the Gemara says, so that's what the Chachamim say. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. Is lame with Rav Nachman Tanoihi? Does that mean that this statement of Rav Nachman, that you have to choose a nice death, And Rabbi Yehuda says you do stone her naked. Is it because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Nachman or not? Is it a machlikas tanoim whether you choose a nice death or not? Says the Gemara Loi. The Kuli Alma Isra Rabbi Nachman. Everybody agrees in the principle of Rabbi Nachman that when you give somebody the death penalty, you have to at least do it in a nice way. Yeah, v'hacha b'hakim iflagi. The machlokes over here is what would a person prefer? Mar sara b'zayna adif letfei mitzara. According to the chachamim, that what's worse? Is it worse to be humiliated or is it worse to be in a bit more pain? So according to the chachamim, it's worse to be humiliated, and therefore, in order to make it a misa yofe, to make it a nice death, we let her remain clothed. She shouldn't be humiliated. Umar Sava, Rabbi Yehuda holds on the contrary. Tzara the Gufa, Adif Letzfei Mibizyona. She's more concerned to have less pain, and she doesn't care about humiliation, and therefore you choose for her a death, which is less painful, which is without clothes, even though she's got to be humiliated. So it's just a question of what would a person prefer, more less humiliation or less pain? Yeah. There's not more kapara. Who says there's more kapara? The Torah says a person's chayav misa. It doesn't mean you have to humiliate them not necessarily at the same time. So then you have to decide. Once you're giving them misa, you have to do it in a way of avas yisrael. So either by reducing the humiliation or by reducing the pain. One of the two. Okay. Next two dots. Then we said, if she was wearing white clothes, we make her wear black clothes. If the black clothes, if she looks good in black, you know, like some ladies do, then the concept is you give her ugly clothes. So white and black is lav dafke, because, you know, sometimes ugly is the new black, so you give her ugly clothes. That's right, you need a fashion consultant. How you allow clothes? So if she was wearing golden jewelry, you have to remove it. So the Gemara asked Pshita, of course you have to remove it. I would have worked that out myself. Hashta nevuli min v'la, you're going to humiliate her and make her look as disgusting as possible. Is a hani mi boy? Do I need to tell me that she can't wear nice jewelry? So the Gemara says, no. My detainma, you might have thought, Bahani islav izoyin tvei, that it's actually more humiliating if she keeps her jewelry on. Kidda amri inchi, like people say, shalich artov asaya masani. Look at that guy, he's walking naked and he's wearing shoes. People laugh at him even more because what an idiot. What's he doing wearing shoes if he's not got any clothes on? So you have a woman walking around in ugly ripped clothes with her hair undone, looking like the Wicked Witch of the West, and she's wearing fancy jewelry. People are going to laugh even more. What an idiot. Look at her, she just looks like crazy. So you would think it's even more humiliating to keep the gold silver on. Kamash Malon, that we don't, that we take it off. Okay, and then what happens? Akha maybe chevel, then he brings the rope, and he puts the rope to hold her clothes up, yeah, afterwards. Is boy mine Rabbi Abba me Rav Huna? So Rabbi Abba asked Rav Huna, is it chevel mitzri? It says in the Mishnah, you bring one of these, a rope made out of the bark of a palm tree, yeah? And that rope you use to hold her clothes up. Mahu shiya akiv besoita. Is that something that is mandatory, that you must do it? Or is it just an example? Yeah, use a rope of made out of that. But otherwise, you could use something else, yeah? Do we say mishum shlo yishbetu begadeha me'alehu? Is the whole purpose just to keep her clothes up? And therefore, the tziltzul kotan nami sagi, any kind of little belt will be okay. It doesn't have to be necessarily a rope made out of the tekel tree. Aydilma, or is it mishum damar mar? Because we said he chagra lo betziltzul, because when she dressed herself up, when she had her affair, so what does she do? She dressed herself up in a nice belt, as therefore lefichach, and therefore as a punishment, koyin mevi chevel mitzri, you just take a stick of bark, v'koyishel lelamayli midadeha, and wind it around her. So in other words, it's part of the punishment that instead of wearing a nice belt, she wears this piece of junk. So therefore it's ma'akev, and therefore it's mandatory. So maybe that's the pshat. As amalei, so he answered him, Rav Huna answered Rav Abba, Tinisua. We learned in the Brisa, or in the Mishnah actually, the Yachak Kach Mevi Chevel Mitzri Vekoshila Lamala Midadeha, that he then brings a Chevel Mitzri, a rope made out of bark, and ties it above her breast, Kitesh La Yishmitzu Begadel Melal, in order her clothes shouldn't fall off. The Mishnah itself says the reason is to keep her clothes from falling down. So it's nothing to do with nice belts or not nice belts, and therefore you could use anything. You could use a belt if you wanted to. It's a practical thing, yeah. I don't know. Maybe the main point is in order that her clothes shouldn't fall off. But once you're doing it, don't choose something nice. But if you did choose something nice, it's not ma'akev. It's not mandatory. Yeah? Okay. Weiter, next two dots. Chola reitze liris ba'yira. Anybody who wants to see is entitled to come and see. It's free, open tickets. Tickets are free to come and watch. So the Gemara asked, Hagufa kasha. The Mishnah itself contradicts itself. Amarta kol haroitze liris ba'roye. First you said anybody who wants to come and see can come and see. And anybody means anybody. Alma leishna gavri leishna nashi. It doesn't matter men or women. If the men want to come and see, they can come and see too. V'haratani, then the Mishnah continued, kol ha-nashim l'toris d'raisa. The women can all come and see. Nashim ein, anashim loy. That implies only the women are allowed to see and not the men. As Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, tirgama anashim. Yes, the first part that said everybody, it didn't mean everybody, everybody. It meant women, everybody. As Amar le Rava, so Rava says back to Abaya, how can you say that? The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah doesn't say all women who want to see. The Mishnah says anybody who wants to see. Hello, my Rava. Rava says, that's Taka the Pshat. Anybody who wants to see can come and see. Leishta Gavri, Leishta Noshi. Doesn't matter, men or women, everyone can come and see. The Noshim, so why does it repeat about the women? Women, Chayovis, Leishta. The women, not only they can come and see, but they are obligated to come and see. Shanamar, that all the women should be rebuked, and they won't do like she did. So all the women should come and see, so that they won't do it. The men, if they want to see it, if they've got nothing else to do, yeah, then they can come and watch. But the women, even if they have something else to do, they have to go and dafka see it in order to take that the disincentive that they don't want to end up like that. Okay, says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a general thing. In the measure that a person measures, in other words, the way a person himself behaves, that's the measure he gets back. We call midah kenegan midah. If a person acts in a certain way, then the consequence of his actions will be according to his action. The punishment fits the crime, if it's a negative thing, etc. For example, he kashta es atzma laveira. She beautified herself for this man that she was having an affair, so she beautified herself for the aveira. So what is the converse punishment? What's the consequence? Hamakim nivla. So the Torah makes her disgusting. Instead of being beautified, she becomes disgustified. He gilcha es atzma laveira. Sorry, gilsa, sorry. Disgustify, I just made it up. It's not in the article. He gilsa es atzma laveira. She revealed herself to this man to do the aveira. Hamakim gila aleha. So Hashem reveals her in a humiliating way. Beyerech yischila ba'aveira. The aveira started from her thigh, tchila, first. Ve'achaka chabetin. And afterwards, further up the body. Is the fichach, therefore, when the Torah talks about what happens to her, tilaka hayerech chila, first the thigh gets smitten, the yachaka chabetin, and then the guts. Ushar kol haguf lepa, the rest of the body also gets it, but it goes according to the avera that she did. There's Omar Rab Yosef, and says Rab Yosef, this concept of people getting a punishment to suit the crime is afal gafta mida betela, even if the punishment that you're supposed to get is bottle. Let's say nowadays there's no capital punishment in Bezdin, because we haven't got a Bezdin, we haven't got capital punishment. But if a person, but even though the capital punishment itself doesn't exist, but the idea of what the person's supposed to get still exists. Dama Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef said, v'chein tani Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya also quoted a brisa zoi, meyoyim shecharav beis hamikdash, from the time when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, afal pisha batla Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin doesn't exist anymore, until Rav Steinsaltz came along anyway, is arba misa, it's lo batli, but the four death penalties still exist. Aye, says the Gemara, what do you mean, v'ha batla? What do you mean they still exist? They don't exist. There's no bezdin, and there's no death penalty. Ella, what he means to say is, din arba misis lo batlo. The din, the outcome of the four misses still remains. So what happens? Mission is chayiv skila, a person who does something for which the punishment is stoning. So no one's going to stone him, yeah? So what happens? Oy neifel min agag, either he will fall off the roof, which part of the, when they used to have the death penalty of stoning, so we're going to learn the Sanhedrin, that actually what they did was first they threw him off the roof and then they stoned him. That was a two-part series. Yeah. So therefore, if a person is high of stoning and there's no bezdin to stone him, so God takes care of him. Either he'll fall off the roof or he'll be killed by one animal. He'll go on safari in Tanzania and he'll be taken care of by a lion there, which is similar to being stoned. Mission is chayiv sreifa. If someone was obligated a penalty of sreifa, of being burnt, oy neifel b'daleika, either he'll fall into a fire, oy nochash makisha, he'll be bitten by a snake and it burns him up. Yeah, the snake, the poison of the snake burns him up. So it's like sreifa. It's like burning. Mission is chayiv hariga, someone whose penalty was supposed to be beheading, oy nimsel malchus, either he's captured by ISIS. The government. Either it's Assad, or at least in Boy in Love, or ISIS. One side or the other, and they behead him, or robbers, or whoever. Mishan is Chayev Chanika, and someone is supposed to get strangulation, either he drowns in the river, and drowning, I guess, is like strangling, because he can't breathe. Or he gets this disease called Srunki, which is a throat disease that means he can't breathe. Maybe diphtheria or something, Quincy. I don't know. Quincy? What's Quincy? What's that? Okay. Rashi calls it Bumunlat. Anyhow. Okay. Tanya with London. Brisa, how your Rebbe Yomer? How do I know that according to a person's actions, that's the consequence that he gets? Shanemar Bisasa Bishalcha Terivena. Means within the sa'ah is a container that contains a certain measure of grain, a sa'ah. So within that measure itself, that's how he will get the it will be returned to him in the same way that he gives it. Ainli ella b'sa'ah. So sa'ah is a big measurement. So you might think that's if it's a big aveira. A person does a big aveira, he gets a big punishment that's suitable for the crime. Minayin the rabbi is tirkav, a chatzit tirkav. How do I know if it's smaller? It's a two calves, or it's half a calf, or half of two calves, or a calf, or a chatzit calf, half of a calf. Rather, the chatzit roiva, a quarter of a calf, or half of a quarter, tuman v'ukla, little tiny bit. How do I know that in every single little thing that a person does in his life, God punishes him or rewards him exactly according to that little bit? Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Kikol. Mispronounce the words here probably also. Kikol Sa'oin Sa'an. Again, it's like the word saw. For every measure, he gets the measure. Birash with noise. So that means he gets it according to what he did. Uminayan Shakol Pruto Pruto Mr. Refus Acheshban Gadol. And how do I know that, let's say, a person didn't get the whole punishment for what he did, but he's going to get it maybe little by little? Person deserves a big punishment, he might get punished little by little, and it'll all add up. It'll all add up to the big cheshbon. Talmud Lomar, achas la achas libtze cheshbon. One by one, it comes up to the number that he's supposed to get. V'chein matzina b'soita. So we find by the soita. B'mira shemaradaba, moedadim la. The same measure that she did, That is the consequence. He amdal pesach beisa lirois lo. She stood at the entrance of her house to appear to her lover. Lefichach koyin mamidal shar nikener umara kloina lakol. The koyin puts her in the eastern gate, and everybody sees her humiliation. He parsel lo sudri noin al roisha. She put nice tichlos on her head to make herself look nice. Lefichach koyin noitel kipo me al roisha. Therefore, the koyin takes off her tichl. Umanicha tachas raglav and throws it at her feet. He kashtal panel. She decorated her face. She put makeup on. Lefichach turned the top of the page. Panel merikes. Her face turns green. As we're going to say later on, that's what happens to her. He kachlal yaneh. She put on eye mascara. Lefichach yaneh boltes. Her eyes bulge when she gets the sickness. He kachlal yaneh. She braided her hair for him. Lefichach koyin seiser esara. Therefore, the koyin undoes her braided hair. He heresal loy be'etzpa. She indicated with him with her finger, "Come to me." Lefichach tziparneha neishrus. Therefore, her fingernails fall out. He chagra loy betzilzel. She put on a nice belt. Lefichach koyin mevichevul amitzri v'koyshul lemalam edadeha. Therefore, the koyin brings a piece of bark and ties it around on top of her breasts. He pashta loy asyerecha. She stretched out to him her thigh. Lefichach yerecha defelas. Therefore, her thigh becomes dislocated when she gets the punishment. He kibalta kreisa. She accepted him on her stomach. Lefichach bitnatzava. Therefore, her stomach explodes. He hachilasim adana elam. She gave him nice food, delicacies of the world. Lefichach karbona machel behema. Therefore, her carbon is made out of barley, which is animal food. He hishkasa yayin meshubach bekeisim meshubachim. She gave him to drink nice wine in good cups. Lefichach koyin mashka mayim amorim. The koyin gives her bitter water to drink. B'mekida shalcheres in a container, a goblet of copper of earthenware. He asasa b'seiser. She did it in private. Yeshu b'seiser elyin samba ponim. God who sits in the supernal privacy, he reveals her. Shenemar va'ayin noyev shamra neshef leimel adishrein elyin. That the eye of an adulterer looks around in the night to say that no one should see me. Dover Acher, another pshat, he also saw Beseser, she did it in private, Hamokim Pirsim of a Gully, God revealed it openly, Shanemar, Techasa Sinna Bemasoin, Tigler Osir Bekahal. Yeah, okay, so she gets all of those things, and we'll continue tomorrow.